Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series, Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
This is Brad Milkey of ABC News Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello, and welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned, but boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about here. This will, hopefully, be a safe space for all the new mamas to celebrate their triumphs and to share and sort out their epic fails. So let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi everyone, and welcome back. My guest today is very special, and I'm super excited about this episode. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't be here today. He's my high school sweetheart and my baby daddy. From the moment that strip changed its color to being here with him 18 months later and finally getting the hang of dealing with a toddler. At least I hope so. I'm thrilled to welcome Sanjeet here. So, drum roll please. Welcome, babe. Thank you for joining me today at Millennial Mama.
Hi, Sach. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. So, Sanjeet, here's the thing, okay? I got you here today because I often get asked about motherhood.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I often get asked about our parenting, how are we bringing up Alaya, what are we feeding Alaya, and all the questions, okay?
Yeah.
In fact, some people have even told me that I make motherhood look effortless. Now, you know me and you know the kind of struggle I have gone through and the kind of parenting journey we've had. You know, we did not have any plans. We've kind of just figured everything out on the go, you know.
Yep, yep.
Like they say, you learn on the job. We've literally learned on the job. We had no previous experience with any kids in our families.
Right. And we're not even in joint families. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we've done everything on our own. And we have, like, pivoted when we had to. And, you know, like, cried when we had to. So, I thought it would be interesting to get you on because now it's been 18 months, you know.
Right.
So, it would be interesting to share our failures in our journey and our growth also as parents with everyone, you know, who feel that we make parenting look easy. So
yeah,
we thought we'll just give them an inside look into what parenting is.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Yeah, it's been a hell of a journey. So I'm sure we have a lot to share.
Yeah, so let's begin. Like, can you tell me what have your biggest learnings as a parent been in the last 18 months?
Okay, that's a tough one. There are so many options, but okay, my biggest learning as a parent has been that yes, your child might seem perfect today, but they'll not be perfect every day. And actually, I have to add one more there, and that is your child is not your possession. The one we discussed about the Khalil Gibran quote a couple of days back, if you remember. Yeah.
Yes,
so,
I do.
Yeah, I'll explain a little more about these two. When I saw her, Sach, if you remember, after those 9 months of wait, when I first saw her, I was like, this is perfect. She is.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Sorry, I'm going to cut you off. I remember you saying that her nose is so clean.
Yeah.
Her ears
yeah.
are so
I was
clean.
Like a new building and its pipes are that all the cavities were clean. And I could imagine the mind was clean. And then I started seeing this child react. She was smiling at everything. She was the most forgiving human being I could have ever met. She still is. She is over-loving, over-compensating, making up for our, you know, failures.
Shortcomings. Yeah.
And she's been there, done that. Like, she knows it all. I've told you so many times. I sometimes actually feel she's not the child and we are the children and she behaves like a parent there. So
absolutely.
Yeah. So this perfect child, my biggest stressor became, how will I keep her perfect? How will I not screw this up? How will I not mess this child up? And until I realized, Sach, that that's not a possibility. She's going to grow up. She's going to see things. She's going to learn things. She's going to have her scripts. And yes, she will still be perfect. It's just not this version of perfect anymore. So that is one. And the second thing which I said is, they are not our possession. Yes, we might be a massive part of their life right now. We are the most significant thing in their life currently. But that won't last for too long. They will have their own choices. They will have their own opinions. They will have their own decisions. And they'll have their own path. And we should do everything in our power to make that path as independent as possible. So as a parent, I want my child to live the life she wants to. And if she messes up and she hurts herself, I would say it's a part of life, right? Instead of me trying to control everything, me burning out in the process and ruining her life also. So,
absolutely. And, you know, Sanjeet, I'm going to add something here because it's such a vivid memory. When I was pregnant, I remember I told you once that, you know, Sanjeet, like, we are still settling down in our lives. Are we ready to have a child?
Right.
You know, what if things go haywire and we cannot financially manage a child anymore? And you said then that is her path as well, as we are supposed to adjust with her and give in to her flaws and accept her flaws. She will adjust with us and accept our flaws and accept our shortcomings. You know, it's going to be a team and a family. It's not going to be that we are always righteous and we can do no wrong. We are human beings too, and she needs to accept that and understand that. So I think that's something that always stuck by me.
Right. I still remember that conversation very clearly. And I remember, Sach, before I answered that question, in my head, I visualized a picture. We were three men in a boat. We were three buddies chilling. It was never a dependent child and a parent who's a provider. It was always three of us as friends. Yes.
And providing for each other.
Today, she's providing me emotional support and I'm providing her maybe financial support. And there will be a day where I will need her financial support, maybe, even if she's 12.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great approach to parenting, you know, because until now, parents are these figures in my head where we have to always do right by our child. And nobody knows what right is. You know, we are just following right by the society, whatever they term it as right, you know. And I know that's one of the major reasons why many young couples today do not want to have kids, you know.
Because of the responsibility.
The responsibility, they feel they will have to cut short their dreams, their travel, and so many other things, you know.
Right. Right.
And they don't realize that it can be a very comfortable and equal relationship. So
I genuinely feel, sorry to interrupt you there, but I genuinely feel a lot of people are getting this wrong. They need to realize that these are equal relationships. You can do everything in your power to try providing for them. and you still will fall short. And instead, I have decided I'm going to tell my daughter, I am flawed. I'm human and I have a lot of flaws. And I promise I will do everything in my power to stand up and say that I messed up and let me apologize to you, which my parents did not do very often. You know what I mean?
I totally, totally agree. And I think that's a great way to do this, you know.
Right.
So, Sanjeet, what do you think, keeping in mind today's day and age, keeping in mind how wiser we are, at least we believe so, right? How wiser we are than compared to our parents in the emotional quotient and treating our child as a friend. What do you think should the mindset of a parent be today? What should their thinking, because you're a life coach as well, what is the right direction we should head in?
So I will not speak on that as a life coach. I'll speak on that as a parent. I genuinely believe that I want to keep my mindset as open, flexible, ready to learn, and take it as it goes. I mean, yes, the world is a difficult place. We see a lot of bad things happening around us, but at the same time, there are a lot of good things happening as well. And because the bad things are happening, I know that they are happening and I know how to be cautious. So I'm going to tell my daughter Alaya in everything that, hey, you know that this is not the right thing to do according to me, but you make your own choices. So yes, be open, be flexible, be inviting to life, and take some chances, mess it up, it's fine. Like you correctly said, Sanj, you will anyway not know what is right and what is wrong. So if your heart calls out for something, go ahead and do it. Just be careful and cautious because you know what are the things going on around you. Yeah, that's about it.
I think keeping all the cards on the table is like the way to go, right? Like you keep everything out in the open.
Correct.
You protect them up to an extent.
Yeah, you protect them. You tell them, you do your best. You inform them and teach them to your best ability. And after that, you give them the opportunity to take chances, mess it up, and have those wins as well, is what I feel genuinely.
I totally agree. I totally agree to this. So when you're raising a child, Sanjeet, what, according to you, should we focus on? Like, what are the qualities we should make sure that we instill in Alaya? Like, for me, if I had to say that, I would say I want her to be a kind person. You know? And I don't want her to be judgmental.
Right.
I want her to be very open to people and their situations. So what do you think are the qualities we should focus on?
Very similar, Sanj, being very honest. Being a kind person, being an empathetic person. I think the best ability a human can have is to try and understand what the other person might be going through. If I could do that 50% in our relationship, you would have had double the hair and no gray hair. I know that. So be empathetic, be kind, try to understand where they are coming from. What could their worldview be? So judgment is far away. I would not even go there. Way before that, I would want to understand, okay, what she's saying is not making sense at all, but let me see what she could be thinking. So yes, I would tell her to up her emotional quotient a lot. And the second thing I would surely tell her is life is not about success, which my parents did not tell me. They said, exactly the opposite. I would tell her life is not about success. Life is not about winning the race. Life is not about racing. Life is about balance. Life is about harmony. Life is about joy. Because you know what? I was told you need to make money. You need to educate yourself. You need to have a successful business or a job. You need to have a certain standard of living. You need to have this car. And I did it all by the age of 31. And I still felt incomplete.
Look for joy. Yes, I completely agree and I completely second that.
That's why I love you, because you always agree with me.
Thank
so
you.
Kind.
I love you too.
Yeah.
Sanjeet, thank you. I think this is some great insights. I think we also got to look into our parenting journey a little, which we do not on a regular instance.
Yeah, so because we are so cooking, much. Cleaning. So the reflection, this is a good way to reflect basically. Thank you for having me. I hope people will love our conversation.
So that was a peek into our parenting journey and how we too are stumbling and growing every single day. Apart from being a knight in shining armor, Sanjeet's also a life coach, and you can connect with him on Instagram at Sanjeetri. In my next episode, I have someone who will help you take your health into your own hands. Let's wait for that. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
This is Brad Milkey of ABC News Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors.
Nice, right? Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.